and Bravina ignored the squabbling pair. Hearing the distant noise of conflict, she set off over the back lawns.
Sounds like there's trouble at the front wall. Come on!
Zwilt stood stock still, his sword point still stuck in the door timbers. He waited until the poor steps inside receded, then began levering his weapon free. One of the ravagers, a lean river rat, commented,
Another wink of an eye and you got him, Lord. It was a close thing.
His voice trailed into silence as Wilt fixed him with a basilisk stare.
Shut up and get the ropes and grapnels fixed. We'll go in the way I planned.
Valeria watched from the cover of an elm trunk, with new schemes hatching within her conniving mind. She craved revenge, wanting to slay Wilt, and yet he had a horde of ravagers attacking the abbey from the front, and he himself was forming a secret entrance from the rear. It was a plot worthy of the tall Sable, of any Sable. What if he conquered Redwall? Would it not be better to kill him then? This would give her back command of the ravagers, plus make her new ruler of this magnificent abbey. Two pairs of grapnel irons, thrown by the vermin, clanked onto the battlements. Tossing his cloak to one of the guards, Zwilt grabbed a rope in either paw. Using his foot paws against the joints in the sandstone, he hauled himself energetically up to the wall top. He was followed by his escort of four, who wasted no time scaling the ropes. Valeria watched them disappear from view, pulling the ropes up after them. Any opportunity of entering Redwall from its east side was gone. The Sable Queen skulked off through the woodland, intent on assessing the attack on the west wall. No doubt, it would present further chances of attaining her goal. Meanwhile, the battle at the front had begun. Falag sent almost 100 ravagers forward with the battering ram and met with his first hurdle, the ditch. Beneath its cover of leafy-boughed framework, the front of the war machine dipped sharply as the front carriers, shoved on by those behind them, tumbled into the ditch. Yells of scorn rang out from the wall tops, accompanied by many missiles. Buckler shouted out a command.
Don't waste weapons on that thing. They're sheltered under the cover. Get down, every beast! They're shooting back!
Arrows, slingstones and javelins rained up at the defenders from the vermin's ground force. In the midst of all this, Diggs arrived with Ambrovina at his side. He threw a crouching salute to his comrade.
Subaltern Diggs and Jolly Large Friend reporting for duty, sir. I say, are we late for mid-morning snack or early for a bite of lunch? What?
Buckler grinned at his irrepressible friend.
Sorry, Bucko, but we've got a war on our paws, or didn't you notice? Victuals will have to wait until later.
He thrust a paw of welcome at the huge badger maid.
I'm Buckler Cordyne. Sorry I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you, ma'am.
He grimaced as the badger returned his paw shake.
I'm Ambrovina Rockflash from the Eastern Shores. I met up with Diggs back at Althea.
A javelin clattered on the walkway beside Diggs. Seizing it, he leapt up and hurled it back. His aim was greeted with a scream from a ravager. Diggs ducked back down again.
Oops, sorry, haven't made my flipping report yet. We found the young'uns, all safe and unhurt. At the moment, they're with old, what's-her-name, the water thingy, Mumsy. You'll be pleased to know they're all fit and fat as bumblebees, or at least they jolly well will be when she's finished feeding their little faces.
Buckler clapped his friend's back soundly.
That's great news, Diggs. We couldn't have asked for better. Ahoy down there, Tragedia. Run and give word to the ladies, your mum, Django's wife, Firm and Clarina. Tell them the babes are safe and well.
Diggs interrupted.
I say, Tragielgel, don't forget to report who it was that saved them. Myself and this fine badger maid, Ambre. Any rewards in the shape of victuals by the cartload will be acceptable. What?
Tragedia skipped off blithely, shouting the news to all.